This year's season closes on the 20th of September, as per regulation. State fishery managers can extend the season to the end of the month, and often do during years of high coho abundance. This was not one of those years. Troller Mark Roberts on the Cape Cross says he had high expectations for coho at the start of the season because of a big pink salmon forecast, which can indicate a strong coho return.
But it turns out that that high expectation definitely went away. And as everybody knows now, that not very many cohos have shown up, and not only that, the cohos came up really small, and that's what really hurt a lot of people is the size of fish. I mean, 5 pound average throughout the whole year doesn't really help out on the pocketbook.
Poor weather has also cut a lot of fishing time for the fleet this season.
The weather was very bad to all of us this year. La Nina did not treat us very well this year.
But troll coho prices have been good, with a region-wide average of $1.66 a pound for the week of September 4th, according to Fish Ticket Records, and prices have reportedly gone up since then. But the small size of the fish is unusual. Department of Fish and Game troll biologist Patty Scannis says for some deliveries, the average was less than 5 pounds of fish.
The size average is way below average, and during the season, the average weight actually decreased, which is very unusual. Normally, you start off with something close to 6 pounds, and then you see it increase gradually.
The total troll coho harvest was approaching 1.1 million fish by mid-September, which was 26% below average for the past decade. Fish and Game's projecting that the total wild coho return to the region will be about 2.7 million fish, which is 20% below the 20-year average. The number of coho escaping upstream to spawn is also well below average for several streams, as are coho harvests in the gillnet fisheries. Scannis says those are both key factors in determining abundance.
In general, the number of fish in inside waters at the moment is below average, causing some concern for meeting escapement goals, and that would be the main reason for not extending the season. And it just certainly doesn't appear to be an above average year, which is what it should be if we extend the troll fishery.
While coho was a disappointment along with the weather, trollers had a good summer for king salmon. A 12-day opener in July and 3-day opener back in August yielded a total of nearly 140,000 kings with an average price of about $3.70 a pound. That's up substantially from last year. After coho season, trollers have a little bit of a break before the winter king salmon season opens on October 11th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.